You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, welcome to the program. Final hour on this Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We've recapped the Dodgers advancing, the controversial check swing. Thursday night football, kind of a wonky college football schedule. A lot of interesting NFL matchups. Dive into some of those things. Kevin Durant met with the media, and he says that he wishes none of this stuff would happen, but he isn't upset that Kyrie Irving is not with the Brooklyn Nets. Says he hasn't spoken to Kyrie since the Nets decided on Tuesday that their starting point guard will not practice or play with the team until he complies with New York City's COVID-19 vaccination mandate for players. But Durant remains optimistic that the situation will, quote, will work out eventually. Definitely want Kyrie to be around, Durant told reporters yesterday. I wish none of this stuff would happen, but this is the situation we're in. Kyrie made his decision on what he wanted to do, and he chose to do what he wanted to do, and the league did the same. So I don't know if there's much news there. The fact that he hasn't spoken to Kyrie, a little bit of news, but get used to getting asked about this every day when he's not there. When you don't win a game, hey, you miss Kyrie. Have you talked to Kyrie? You win a game. Hey, do you need Kyrie? You talk to Kyrie. That's what's going to happen. If there's injuries, hey, you're going to see if Kyrie will, you know, now join you. That's going to happen. Going to continue here. Sunday night, it'll be the Seahawks and the Steelers in Pittsburgh, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Go to the DP Show store. Check out all the great T-shirts we have, including the Justin Herbert-inspired T-shirt. Football is fun. It's a Meat Friday, by the way, and apparently bring your dad in to cook on Meat Friday. Mario brought his dad in. I just met his father, and he's in the kitchen. We have a Puerto Rican menu today, a roasted pork shoulder, yellow rice with pigeon peas. Now, Mario sent this to me in Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish. Pernil, P-E-R-N-I-L. Todd, did you take Spanish?
I did, but I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. That's the roasted pork shoulder. Tostones, is that the smashed fried plantains?
Sounds like you're pronouncing that right.
Being told it's pernil.
Pernil. Okay.
Pernil is a slow roasted marinated pork leg or pork shoulder.
Okay. Let's see. A-R-R-O-Z, con, G-A-N-D-U-L-E-S. Gandules? Arroz con gandules?
Yes, that's rice and pigeon peas.
Okay. How did I do with my pronunciation
I thought that was pretty good, because like arroz con pollo, you think of that like, you know, chicken and rice, but I think you nailed that.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But I took French. Well, I went to French class in high school.
It's a rice, peas, and pork, all cooked in the same pot.
Okay. Tostones? That's the, did I get that one right, though? The fried plantains? That's topped with garlic sauce. So that's on the menu on the Traeger today. And thanks to Mario, bring your dad to work today. Who has it better than us?
Nobody.
Nobody. And Mario's dad's live. Paulie and I and Todd, we can't bring our dads to cook.
Who wouldn't want to have dinner with their dad?
That'd be nice. Maybe just one more meal. That would certainly be nice.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
We still are considering the Dead Dad Club shirt. You know, we're going to have
No.
Dead Dad Club. Hey, there's a lot of guys out there who live through us. You know, we're
okay. What kind of Dead Dad T-shirt do we have?
DDC, Dead Dad Club. You know, like okay. You.
Yeah, yeah, I got that. But what's it look like?
I don't know.
We're still workshopping that.
Yeah, okay.
We're here for you, though.
No, thank you. Thank you.
DDC.
Yeah, the DDC. Oh, what's the DDC? Oh, Dead Dad Club.
Yeah.
What?
We have a cookout. We have meetings. We have a club little ID card.
Get together once a year, drink too much.
Yeah, cry it out.
Cry it out. And then.
When I was 11.
Oh, you know what? I was just reminded by somebody in the family. My dad died today.
Oh, geez.
This is the anniversary. October 15th, my dad dying. Wow. All right. That's right. October 15th. All righty.
Maybe I might call my dad today.
Can I call your dad?
Or no, I don't know. Maybe I'll wait till Sunday.
got
it's things Friday.
To do.
I don't understand what we're doing here. Final hour of Friday.
I don't know. My dad died October 15th.
I don't have a limerick for that. I don't. I know you're waiting for one, but I don't.
What day did your dad die?
My dad passed away November 3rd, 1991.
All right. Paulie?
Halloween. October 31st, Halloween after morning, 1980, 11 years old.
And did you go out trick-or-treating that night?
No. That was a rough one.
Yeah.
Saw him in the morning. That's it.
Yeah. Yes, McLove.
Do you want me to tell that terrible Joe Gibbs story again?
No.
Just to change the subject.
Do I do remember, though? I just remember this. My friends collected a bag of treats. They went out trick-or-treating, my group of buddies.
That's
and
nice.
They brought a bag to my house and left it at the front porch.
Oh, that's nice.
Very thoughtful.
Okay. Okay. final hour of the program here. What a good way to wrap up a Friday.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah. You've come to expect this kind of insensitivity. Yes, McLovin.
I have an unauthorized poll question if I can change the subject.
Sure. Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. On the depressing side, I'm going to give you what's the one game you would never watch this weekend in the NFL and what's the game you want to watch? And I got a strong front runner.
Okay.
Miami Dolphins at Jacksonville, 9:30 a.m., Hotspur Stadium. Are you going to watch that one? I got a couple others. Cincinnati at Detroit. Houston at Indianapolis. I don't know if Minnesota, Carolina falls on there.
I'm going to do Dolphins, Jags.
That's going to win, isn't it? The status of Tua is unclear. I just Googled.
But you have two Florida teams that go to London to play one another. Yeah, Pauline.
What would be the reason to watch the Texans versus the Colts unless your son was playing in the game? Other than that.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Or you're gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where the NFL always gets an audience. Because you may not care about the two teams. It may be a bad game. But there's fantasy and there's gambling implications. By the way, if you watched last night with gambling implications, I told you to take the points. And, well, it paid off. It covered the Eagles 28-22. It's 28-7. I'm going, I gave bad advice again. And then all of a sudden, it's like, they're going to cover. And they did. Because you would have thought 28-7, Brady, tack on a couple more. You're going to blow them out 42-14. And they allowed. By the way, Jalen Hurts is not the future. It's just not. You can't be an NFL quarterback and play in an entire game and throw for 115 yards. I can't put it all on him, put the blame on him. But I'm just saying. It's the NFL quarterbacks today, you can't throw for, 115 yards. Yeah, McLovin.
I want him to just hold out to get Lincoln Riley in town to reunite. The Sirianni experiment is a...
I don't know if that's going to be the reason why Jalen Hurts would suddenly play better because you're bringing in a college coach.
It feels like kind of like Cliff Kingsbury. He needs a different style.
They're not going to be firing their head coach. They brought in Sirianni.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he feels like if there's a one and done-er, he kind of feels like it.
Mm.
By the way, they have so many other problems.
Yes, they do.
You know, as you said, coming in the season, they got to rebuild at some point, but they keep fooling themselves.
Yes, they need to be in a full rebuild mode. Yeah, Paul.
Right now, as of right now, the Philadelphia Eagles had the 5th and 6th pick of the first round of the 2022 draft. Mm. As of right now.
By the way, we knew with the expanded NFL season, we'd have some quarterback attrition, but it might be happening a little faster than people thought. You know, that big Sunday night game, Seattle and Pittsburgh, it's Geno Smith against Ben Roethlisberger. We've seen other quarterbacks coming into the starting lineup. Davis Mills in Houston, Jacoby Brissett in Miami, Taylor Heineke in Washington, rookies Justin Fields, Trey Lance. Every week there are more names added to the list, and a lot of the starters really in various stages of being banged up. The rules might protect the quarterback, but they run more than they've ever run, more than they should. And guys take off when they should stay in the pocket a little bit longer. And the result is a lot of backups getting on the field. And it's only week 6. Wait till week 12, 14. Might need to look at your program to figure out who is that guy playing quarterback for your team. All right, some phone calls here coming up. The Dodgers, if you missed Harold Reynolds last hour, we spent a lot of time talking about the Dodgers and the Giants. And hopefully the inevitable showdown is between the Astros and the Dodgers. Red Sox-Astros, that's game 1. Coming up tonight. 877-3DP show. Paul in Iowa joins us. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey guys, well, you were talking about awkward celebrity encounters earlier, and I can say that I almost got my dad punched in the face by the world's fastest man, or at least one of his bodyguards. Here in Des Moines, we have the Drake Relays, which are one of the top college and pro track events in the nation each year. And this would have been 2005 or 2006. I was about 10 years old. And we go every year. My dad started track events. He was a coach. He ran in college. I ran. And we love it. It's super fun. And there's a lot of famous people, athletes, that come to it. And my dad points to the section next to us, about five rows up. There's a really tall guy standing with two really tall, bigger guys on either side of him. And he says, "That's Michael Johnson. Let's go get a photo with him." And so we go over to him, and my dad says, "Hey, will you take a photo with my son, please?" And he says, "Nah, no pictures." And my dad says, "Okay, well, can we have your autograph?" And he looks at him and he goes, "Nah, man, come on." And it's quiet for a half a second. And my dad's kind of feeling defeated. And I look up at Michael Johnson and I say, "Tyson Gay took a photo with me today and he's going to break your 200 record tomorrow." And my dad picked me up. He walked me away so quickly. It was a great experience, and I have it forever. And my dad holds it against me that I can't keep my mouth shut.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. That's good. Yeah, we were talking about these awkward encounters we've had with celebrities. I don't know if I've had one. I mean, I've been fortunate to meet a lot of people, but, you know, I was at ESPN, so you had a little bit of an entrance there to meet a lot of people. Yes, Eden.
Maybe not awkward, but just like somebody that you don't vibe with. Are you kind of like, "Oh, I don't know. Yeah, this might not be."
I remember Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick at the ESPN Zone, and somehow it just didn't, like, we weren't on the same page. And then you go, you know, I always got the home run. You know, I can always go with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And that didn't go well either. You know, you're like, "Hey, I loved you." Like, I just blurted, "I loved you in Ferris Bueller's Day Off." And then you could just see him and his wife were like, "Oh, well, that's great." And then I thought, okay, I have nothing left. The Nicole Kidman moment when I'm shooting a movie with her in Hawaii and I go into the green room where they, you know, when you weren't acting, you could go in there and kind of chill. And I'm in there with Sandler's bulldog and I'm just, you know, they're petting the bulldog. And I just kept thinking the only person who can't come in here is Nicole Kidman because it'll be awkward. Door opens, Nicole Kidman. She comes in, and if I didn't make eye contact with her, she would have walked out. So it's one of those where she walked in, and she looked over, and I looked over like that, and I think she wanted to walk out. And then she walked over and sat down, and I said, "Hi." And then she goes,
I bet you said it just like you just said.
I did.
"Hi."
"Hi." And she goes, "Hi." And I go, "I'm in the scene with you." And she goes, "Yeah." And my daughter was born on the same day as your daughter. and she goes, "Oh, okay." And I go,
oddly specific piece of information to give me, Dan.
I know.
Thank you.
But I knew that because my daughter said, "Hey, if you ever get in a conversation with Nicole Kidman, just say that, hey, I'm born on the same day as her daughter, July 7th. And I go, "Okay." So I emptied out, you know, the chamber. I had nothing left. And then all of a sudden there's silence and I'm petting that poor bulldog. Like, that bulldog is my best friend. And then she must have somehow punched a button or, you know, one of her handlers came in real quick and, and she's like, "Nice to meet you." I go, "God, that was awkward." And then we went out and we shot my scene. I'm on stage with Nicole Kidman.
It was funny, Nicole, you and I actually have the same last four digits of our social security numbers, too. Isn't that funny? Another odd coincidence between us. That's weird, huh?
My home address has a 7 in it, too, just like yours.
Saw that you haven't worked on at your pool house. Oh, crap.
Yeah. Your license plate number is very similar to mine. It's got, like, the number 1 in it. Yes, Todd?
It's like that Chris Farley sketch. Remember when you were in Moulin Rouge? That was awesome. Idiot.
I really like the azaleas you just put in at the house. That was fun.
The Eagles are trading their Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz. Ouch, that hurts. The Eagles are sending Zach Ertz to the Cardinals in exchange for a defensive back, Tay Gowan, and a fifth-round draft pick, sources tell ESPN. Oh, all right. Yes, McLovin.
Do the Eagles also have to ship butter to Arizona since Zach Ertz is toast these days?
Oh,
wow.
Friday.
What the heck?
Boom.
I'm sick of watching him turn an 11-yard play into a 5-yard play.
He was like the only offense the Eagles had last night.
Dallas Goedert, who's the good tight end, was hurt.
Let's take a break here.
Because he's toast.
Wow.
Because he is toast?
Trash talk.
Let's take a break.
Big fan of his wife, by the way.
Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. Amazing, right? Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States take credit cards, take Discover. Paulie is always up in Vermont, and I'm going to guess that Vermont is one of those places that takes the Discover credit card.
Used as at a beer festival last week.
99% of the places. Get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations, like Todd, apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. The Dodgers, who trailed the Braves 3-1 in last year's National League Championship Series, have won their last 6 elimination games. Mookie Betts goes 4-for-4. Max Scherzer, his first major league save to go along with 197 career wins. A couple of phone calls, and then we'll get to one of our favorites. Ross Tucker will join us. Lubomir joins us from the Ukraine. Hey, Lubomir.
Dan Patrick, hello.
Good, sir. What do you have for us?
I would like to give you credit for making people rich with your betting picks from last night. I know you don't get enough credit, but you're a good man. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
If I'm actually, I believe Eagles could have a reasonable chance to come back if not for that taunting call on their less defensive stance. I mean, where I come from, it is considered ungentlemanly, but taunting, that's a bit soft. I live in Syracuse, and our Orange will be featured on ESPN tonight. I know how much you love talking about early season MVPs. Our running back, Sean Tucker, almost 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns in 6 games. That's got to count for something. And lastly, favorite Nicolas Cage movie, Bad Lieutenant, Portal Call New Orleans. Roger Ebert gave it 4 stars out of 4. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Thank you, Lubomir. I don't know if I'm being punked every time Lubomir comes on. It just feels like it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's just too good to be true.
I know.
Lubomir.
Yeah.
He's great.
In my country, you are ungentlemanly. In yours, it is taunting. Oh, he's great. Jeff in Detroit. Then we'll get to Ross Tucker. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? You guys are having fun and stuff in the studio, but I think we need to have a moment of silence and really take the time to really pray for this one particular individual. Whoever's in charge of bathroom duty after you guys' lunch is going to be in serious trouble. Listen. Hey, I wanted to say this about Tom Brady real quick. Give the man his flowers while he's still here. He makes everybody around him that much better. Some of the teams that he's taken to the Super Bowl, you just question yourself, how did he get there? And my question for you, Dan, is which NFL team future poses the biggest question mark for you, Jacksonville or Las Vegas?
Thank you, Jeff. Great to hear from you. Have a good weekend. Good luck to your Lions against the Bengals. I would still take the Raiders. I don't know who's going to be their head coach, but they still have talent. I don't know what happens the rest of the year. I mean, these guys play for paychecks. It's not like they're beholden to their head coach like it is in college. It's just different. Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, works for CBS Westwood One as a color analyst, joining us. Great to see you again, Ross. Zach Ertz just got traded from the Eagles to the Cardinals. Can Zach Ertz play this Sunday when the Cardinals play the Browns?
No, he's not. He can't, Dan. But that would be funny if he could. No, the NFLPA, you're only allowed to play one game per week. So he'll be on the sideline watching his new team play. I will say this, though, Dan. Back in 2002, I got two bye weeks, which was nice. I was in Washington, had an early bye, got cut by Spurrier, went to Dallas, got another bye. I mean, Dan, I was almost bad enough that if I had kept getting cut by teams, I might have been able to get five or six byes in that week, that year.
Do you have a favorite Steve Spurrier story?
Oh, my gosh. So probably my favorite is that if there was even a threat of rain, I got two. If there was even a threat of rain, he would cancel practice because Washington did not have an indoor facility. So this is back when Marvin Lewis was the first million-dollar coordinator that Washington brought in. So it would drizzle and Spurrier would cancel practice and Marvin Lewis would be like, no, no, coach, we got to go. We got to practice. The other one is, Dan, I swear to you, as God is my witness, he had no sight adjustments or hot reads in his offense.
Explain so that. Explain that.
Yeah, so a hot read or a sight adjustment is when the defense blitzes more guys than you have to protect, and so the quarterback has to throw the ball. He has to throw it, and the receiver has to see it because the receiver has to know, oh, man, this guy's coming. He's going to throw the ball to me right away. Spurrier didn't have those. Spurrier expected the quarterback to audible. So in Patrick Ramsey's first start, he was a first-round pick from Tulane. We're playing the Saints at home. The Saints, Dan, look like they're bringing a blitz from the right. And Ramsey's going through his cadence, and Spurrier says, Patrick, Patrick, Patrick. And Ramsey looks over, and he says, Ringo slide, Ringo slide, because it looked like the Saints were coming from the right. And Ramsey is a rookie from Tulane. He looks like, okay, okay, coach, okay, Ringo slide, Ringo slide. As soon as he does that, the Saints rotate the safeties, and they look like they're coming from the left, and Spurrier goes, Patrick, Patrick, Patrick. Ramsey looks over, blue slide, blue slide. Ramsey goes, okay, okay, blue. Delay a game, delay a game. Dan, I was sitting there thinking, this is the NFL, dude. This is the NFL, and the head coach is screaming audibles to the rookie quarterback to make them, and we just ran out of time. I knew it was going to be we were being in trouble after that.
You were on the call with last night's game with the Eagles and the Buccaneers. Let me start with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, the answer, long term?
Don't know yet. I do know that he is competing every week with all of the other available options. As it stands right now, because the Eagles have the Dolphins' first-round pick, because of that horrible trade by the Dolphins this offseason to move up from 12 to 6 and give up next year's first-round pick, and very likely to get the Colts' first-round pick as long as Wentz plays 75%, right now, the Eagles have three picks in the top eight, I believe, Dan. Certainly top 10.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think veterans like Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, maybe even Aaron Rodgers are all going to be available, which is to say Jalen Hurts is essentially competing against all of the other options that will be available to the Eagles after this season because of their draft capital.
Explain Brady doing it again. Now, granted, it's against the Eagles. He did have two touchdowns, did throw an interception. Was there anything of interest with you with Brady last night?
I mean, he didn't throw a single bad pass in the first half. There was two incompletions. One, Cam Brate dropped. The other one, Antonio Brown, got pushed out. You know, I was just about to tweet last night, Dan, at halftime, at Ross Tucker NFL. The guy is a robot. But then he actually had a couple bad throws in the second half. I don't know what happened to him, but he had a couple throws. You know why some people never give him the credit, Dan? It's because he doesn't do the spectacular like Rodgers or Mahomes or Josh Allen. And what he does, Brady's greatness is consistently doing the routine over and over and over and over again. And that's not on the highlights. Brady never makes people go wow when they're watching him play. The wow is that he's just good every single time.
He's the NFL's version of Tim Duncan.
Yes. Yes. That's a great comparison. It's like you're to blame for this, by the way, Dan. We live in a highlight society. We live in a society that all anybody cares about is what's on SportsCenter or now what's on the internet. You started that with the awesome show at the mothership, the four-letter network. But with every passing year, we care less about consistent performance and more about highlights and the special and the stuff that wows us. And nothing that Brady does wows us other than the success.
I'm also wondering what happened here. What did I miss where it's open season on Patrick Mahomes? And now all of a sudden, you know, people are going, I'd take Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes. I'd take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. What happened here?
Our attention spans are about 10 minutes. And he had a couple games where he had turnovers. I mean, he's still unbelievable. And the Chiefs defense is the worst in the NFL. I heard you yesterday or one of these days I was listening, and I heard you pump the brakes on having anybody better than Mahomes. And I'm with you. Like, Josh Allen's been great this year. Herbert's been great this year. I'm still taking Mahomes over anybody for the next 10 years. That guy is ridiculous. And a couple of turnovers and a terrible defense doesn't change that.
Yeah, they're suddenly vulnerable. And I love Herbert and Josh Allen. I need to see a little bit more from them because we have seen more from Patrick Mahomes. I just think we're doing a disservice to Patrick Mahomes. They've never had a great defense. They've had a capable defense, maybe an opportunistic defense. Now they have a horrible defense. And I couldn't help but look back to, you know, Edwards-Helaire, that they took him at the end of the first round instead of taking a defensive player. You know, we get into those grades. Hey, this guy's the highest graded guy still on our boards. I got to go for need. I got to go for what's smart here. And, you know, the Cowboys got, you know, Trayvon Diggs in the second round. Like, you know, granted, they got Micah Parsons in the first round, but the difference between the Cowboys and the Chiefs is the Cowboys have a defense. They have a couple of players who can play defense right now.
And I think he'll never say this publicly. I think it affects how Mahomes plays.
Sure.
I think Mahomes is more aggressive because he knows the defense stinks. You know, the other thing is, Dan, we all love the new thing, right? So we all love Herbert now. Herbert's kind of the new thing. So we always are looking for next. And Mahomes is also a product of the expectations. You know, he's just set the bar so high that if he doesn't always meet it every week, it's like, oh, he's not playing as well. Whereas Allen and Herbert are still in the position to be able to exceed our expectations.
Always great to talk to you. Ross will be on the call Yale and UConn tomorrow. That's on CBS Sports Network. The Nutmeg State Battle. Wow, you throw out the records when those two get together.
Listen, the Nutmeg State, this is for bragging rights in the Nutmeg State for decades. Tomorrow at noon, CBS Sports Network.
Thank you, Ross. That's Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Has anybody had nutmeg, by the way? We work in the Nutmeg State. I don't know if I've had nutmeg.
What exactly is it?
Is it a spice that you... And do you want to be known as the Nutmeg State? I don't know what you put it in. Is it nutmeg for dessert or coffee or...
It's a seed or ground spice of several species of...
Species.
It's used in a lot of fruits, Christmas products, holiday products.
Oh, all right. A little nutmeg in your punch or nutmeg in your... Eggnog. Eggnog.
Your shortbread.
Your shortbread. Yes, Todd.
So that's not the big noon kickoff game, Yale-UConn. I just want to make sure I know what
No, that's
it.
Not on Fox.
It's not.
That's
CBS Sports. Network.
Easy, Syracuse boy.
Tonight, Clemson at the Q. 7
yeah.
o'clock at the Carrier.
Okay. Can't wait. Yes, McLevin.
Is Clemson going to let Syracuse hang in that game again?
Is Syracuse going to let Clemson hang in that game?
What happened to Clemson?
I don't know.
If Todd has to, can brag about that on Monday, I'm not coming in.
I don't think there are too many fans outside of Clemson who are feeling too bad about this for Dabo Swinney. Yeah, Paul.
I can't find a line on Yale-UConn. I thought Yale would be giving a couple. They're pretty good.
What's the line on Syracuse-Clemson?
Oh, I would guess
26?
Wait, 24 and a half. Let me check.
I don't know. Clemson's not that good.
No, 24. They can't score 24 and a half points in a game.
That's what I was wondering.
Right. But Todd will be obnoxious on Monday. That's the reason to root for Clemson.
Todd's obnoxious on Tuesday and Wednesday.
They took Wake Forest overtime. Wake Forest, 19th ranked team in the country.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Yes, Paulie.
Clemson is only given 13 and a half to Syracuse. That should count as a win.
Wow. Mike in Connecticut. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mike.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
5'11", 180. You always talk about the Washington football team. I'm in my late 50s, and we had a tremendous owner for years, Jack King Cook. Mm-hmm. And I'm sad at times when we talk about the football team, and maybe some younger folks don't understand what a great franchise it was for years.
Yeah. Prior to that, not a great history with that franchise, with integration, but thank you, Mike. I was fortunate to be around the Joe Theismann, the Hogs, and covering them from afar. When I worked in New York, I covered Philly, Boston, New York, and D.C. Whenever their stories came up, then I, you know, you would go to those playoff games with Washington, Theismann, Riggins, Dexter Manley, you know, Coach Gibbs. It was a fun team to be around. A lot of star power. But, you know, Doug Williams got a chance in Super Bowl and, you know, against the Broncos. But, yeah, you know, you have these owners that you Dan Snyder has done much to boost the legacy of the Washington football team. Let's see. What else do we have here? John in Las Vegas. Hi, John.
Hi, Dan. Hey, I wanted to say congratulations today. I don't think you guys remember, but is the 14th anniversary of the show starting.
Okay.
And I remember that because it's also my 14th anniversary of starting on the fire department that day. So we listened to you in the parking lot getting ready to go to rookie school. So I wanted to say congratulations.
Well, thank you, John. Hey, John, have you sent in a patch from your firehouse?
No, but I will.
Yeah, why don't you do that? I'll display it here on the desk. Have a good weekend. Thank you, John. Paulie, you're Mr. This Day in Sports History.
Our first show was October 15th, the radio show, when we did it out at KLAC. I thought it was a week before that, but I got to check.
Yes, Todd.
I thought it was, if not the first, then the eighth. I think it was a week or two for that very first show when you guys were out
there. Yes, Eden.
It's funny that we missed it either way, though.
I know.
Whether it's today or last week, it blew right by
yeah,
us.
Yeah, but you don't celebrate the 14th anniversary.
Why not?
No, you celebrate the 10th or the 15th for some reason.
We should go the opposite. I hate round number celebrations. It's so arbitrary. I'm going to check this date. I think Fritzy's right about October 8th.
What constitutes a round number?
Like 20th anniversary, 30th.
Oh, so we wouldn't do 15. We would just do
14 and 16. We're going to blow it out.
Okay.
Okay. Aren't those?
Those round numbers?
Even numbers.
Even numbers.
Those are even numbers.
Okay.
Those round numbers?
Yeah. Well, what constitutes round numbers?
Well, people like to celebrate anniversaries on the fives and the tens.
I sell it every day.
And they
celebrate
every day.
Every day is the anniversary.
Every day is my anniversary. Yes, McClump.
They're doing the big 20 years of PTI all year long on ESPN.
Yeah.
That's exactly, yeah.
Yeah. All right. If you're watching on Peacock, we have a special treat for you because Mario's dad came in and he is cooking pernil. Grandules, testones, and he's also going to be performing. We have bongos out there. So Mario's dad, if you're watching on Peacock, you're going to be able to see what comes off the Traeger grill and a little musical performance coming up next year on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My thanks to Mario. Father Willie came in and he made a feast celebrating some Puerto Rican dishes there. So thanks to Willie. You know, that Traeger grill, it doesn't matter what you're cooking. It makes magic there. Real wood-fired flavor. You set it, forget it, convenience. Traeger offers the perfect way to cook all season long. You need a recipe, download the recipe step-by-step to help you. They have the Wi-Fi app there that you, you know, have that on your smartphone. You're able to set it. It's like having an oven. Set it and forget it. And you can monitor what's going on the grill. You can do it from your smartphone as well. But some tasty dishes there. And thanks to Willie. Yes, Paul. Eaton.
I feel like this meal is Hall of Flame worthy.
Ooh.
Hall of Flame.
Oh,
Hall of Flame.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's good. Tasty. Spicy. That's what I love. But you can check out a local dealer and grab one there, or you can visit Traeger Grills. You spell it T-R-A-E-G-E-R, TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to learn more. The passing of Ray Fossey, the former catcher and longtime broadcaster for the Oakland A's. He had a battle of with cancer. About 16 years he battled cancer, but fortunate to be able to watch Ray Fossey play against my Cincinnati Reds. And, of course, the all-star collision that, unfortunately, that's what Ray became known for, the collision at home plate with Pete Rose in the all-star game. That was in Cincinnati. But Ray Fossey passing away and former great catcher. Yes, Paul?
There was a bit of irony. Ray Fossey, his career was derailed because of that hit with Pete Rose. Fossey's from Marion, Illinois, which is in southern Illinois. When Fossey retired, he went back to Marion. And when Pete Rose went to prison, remember, went to prison camp? It was in Marion, Illinois.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, remember that. All right, what we learn, what's in store on Monday, this day in sports history. Zach Ertz has been traded to the Arizona Cardinals. McLovin just sent me a picture of Zach Ertz on the podium with the confetti coming down, and I'm there interviewing him after they had the Super Bowl win against the Patriots. Yeah, McLovin.
I didn't remember you interviewing him. I remember Nick Foles famously, and I remember the coach. Did you remember you had Ertz up there?
I did not. But yeah, that was... You're only, you know, there's people, it's sometimes you're interviewing somebody, but you're thinking of the interview you're going to do with the next person because you're just, you got to have about two questions and then you move on, then two questions, you move on, and you usually get about five people in the span of about 7.5 minutes, something like that.
Not to mention you're fending off Kevin Hart from getting on
Kevin
stage
Hart,
the whole time.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's drunk trying to get on the podium yelling, "Don't you know who I am?" And I'm going, oh, my God, Kevin Hart's trying to get up here. A couple of phone calls, then we'll do this day in sports history. Dino in New York. Hi, Dino. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan? 59207.
Yeah.
About 21 years ago, I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction to watch Howie Long get inducted. And my buddy, who's a big 49er fan, came along because Montana and Lott were also inducted that same year. And we met Jesse Cipolla in our hotel. Great guy. Hung out with him the whole weekend. And he brought us to a bar. And a lot of the ex-49ers were there to honor their teammates. And my buddy named his daughter Haley after Charles Haley. So we see Charles Haley. Oh. And he is looks like a tank. Hadn't played in a few years, but was still in unbelievable shape. And my buddy's trying to, like, get in on the conversation and tell him that he's named his daughter after him. And Haley's sort of brushing him off, and it's not going very well. He's not paying attention to him. I said, you better, this doesn't look like it's going too well. You know, his fist is the same size as your head. You might want to stop. And he just didn't get it that Haley wasn't paying attention to him. So Haley had finally had enough, and he screamed my friend down, "This conversation is over!" And he just sulked away. It was a great moment, and we still tease him about it to this day.
Oh, thank you, Dino. Yeah, Charles Haley. He won like 5 Super Bowls, I think. Something like that. But he had won that for a couple of, you know, Cowboys and the 49ers. Incredible talent. Ryan in Honolulu joining us. Hey, Ryan.
Hello, Jordan. Big aloha to Mario's dad. Raised a great young man there. Fritzy's Halloween t-shirts are fire. Rip Hamilton. Frank Gore? Who could have thought of that? That's groundbreaking comedy right there.
Uh-oh.
I'm giving Todd fair warning. October 30th, my Halloween names are already ready.
All right, it's on.
I've got some Eagles versus Bucks mock headlines for you.
Oh, sure, why not?
Cry, Eagles, cry, onward to misery.
That's pretty good.
What do you think, McLovin?
That's ridiculous.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Cry. I get it.
Okay, all right.
Onward to misery.
How many Super Bowl championships does Australia have?
Wow.
Well, you guys don't even let us play, so that's not fair.
The All Blacks would do better against the Eagles.
I think our left tackle is from Australia, Jordan.
What
Malata.
Else do you have, Ryan?
Vita says, get out of my veya. Samoa moves boss.
Vita Vea is quite a man. That's a big dude. One more,
last
Ryan.
Last one is. Eagles quarterback could use some rapid eye movement. Everybody, Jalen Hurts. On prime time.
Okay, all right, Ryan.
Everything
no,
is wrong.
No. Ryan didn't do well today, Todd. Just letting you know. Yeah. Like, there are times when Ryan doesn't do well.
Even with the accent and the enthusiasm.
No. Tried to get the REM, Everybody Hurts, with Michael Stipe.
It's a reach. I wouldn't know from these things, but it seemed like a stretch.
Yeah. Yes. McLovin, you okay back there?
I can't believe that it's open season on the Eagles right now. I was so excited. Yesterday, I was so excited to watch the game.
Really?
I kind of thought we had a chance.
Well, I said you'd cover. Like, is that good enough?
You got me excited, but your hunches have been spot on. And there was a chance at the very end, the last 2 minutes, that things could have gone better. But
this day in sports history, Paulie.
And this is about it. 2001, the 0-4 Dallas Cowboys and the 0-4 Washington football team played on Monday Night Football. It was the only time in the 31-year history of Monday Night Football two 0-4 teams played. And it played just like you thought. The Cowboys won 9-7.
Doesn't that sound that would be a matchup in London now? 0-4 versus 0-4. And you got two teams with losing records playing in London. That's not fair to London. Like, we keep sending teams. They've never had a game where two teams are above 500, right? I think we did the research on that, McLovin.
Yeah, they've had 500 teams, but we did get them Ted Lasso, sort of.
Yeah. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Ironically, Cena and McLovin were talking about the prospect of replaying check swing calls after the show yesterday, way before last night's controversial
That
ending.
Is not true. They were not.
There was a little buzz about that.
McLovin.
We confirm Zach Ertz cannot play Sunday for the Cardinals.
Seton?
The Nutmeg State Cup is back.
Paulie?
Let Ertz play.
What did I learn, Todd?
Harold Reynolds tapped into his inner Jimmer Jimerson Jr. III when describing the Dodgers as follows. The depth of this team is so deep.
The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, size of the fight in the SUV. Get ready for Mercedes-Benz. Take a test drive at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. A lot of fun. Thanks again to Mario's dad for the feast. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Oh, there's one more item before we send you into the weekend. You know how important sleep is to me, not just to keep me sharp, but keep this body in tip-top shape. The key is to have consistent sleep. That's why it's so important to have a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Did you know you're supposed to wake up the same time every day, even on the weekends? I get up early on the weekends, and of course, I'm looking at game film from the night before, but that's what my job is. Somebody's got to do it. You got to keep to your schedule. There's a lot of tips, though. You know, you want to keep that room temperature, 65, 67 degrees. Make sure that, you know, you're turning off all of your modern conveniences, your cell phone and your tablet. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because proven quality sleep is game-changing sleep. Save up to $800 on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments are required. See sleepnumber.com for details and tell them we sent you.